Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Tirukanda, Chapter 5, the ongoing ecstatic pastimes of Lord Nityananda, going on his preaching mission with his team of six, his Sankirtan team of six. He's now visiting the homes of his Sankirtan members to inspire, preach to their mothers and fathers, or at least to associate with them. And he's visiting their houses one by one. Lord Chaitanya has ordered him to go to West Bengal and preach. He's accepted the order happily and enthusiastically, immediately left from Puri. Took a sangha of six devotees, and they've gone to West Bengal, and they've arrived in Panihati, and they visited the home of Raghava Pandit and stayed for 3 months, and then went to the home of one of the members of his Sankirtan party, Gadadhar Das, and Endiyadaha. And they liberated a sinful Qazi there. Gadadhar Das started a preaching mission by tricking the Qazi to chant. He said, "Why don't you chant Hare Krishna?" He said, "No, I won't. Tomorrow I'll chant Hare Krishna." So he did it. So this is a great trick, the reversal. It's called reverse behavior by reversal. So you want someone to tell everybody some news. So you listen, you go to some woman, you say, "Listen, I have a secret. It's a very, very confidential secret. Only I know this." "And what's that?" So then you tell, and then you'll know that within 1 hour the whole world will know. So it's cheaper than courier mail and SMS messages. So now they've gone, they're traveling again, and he feels a desire to see Mother Shachi. 421, Chapter 5. Nityananda wants to go to Mayapur, which is not very, maybe, it's about 5-6 hours drive from Endiyadaha. Walking may take longer. Tabe Nityananda Prabhuvara Katak Dine Shachi Ai Deki Bari. After some days, Nityananda Prabhu felt a desire to see Mother Shachi. Ai means mother. Ai Shachi, ai. Ai, ai. Shubha Jatra Karilena Navadvipa Prati Parishada Ganna Sabha Kariya Samhati. Nitai began his auspicious journey to Navadvip, accompanied by his associates. Shubha Yatra. We have Rath Yatra, Shubha Yatra, Rasa Yatra, many yatras we have. But most people are going on a Yama Yatra. They're going on a yatra to Yamaloka. Because of their sinful activities there, and it's not very Shubha, it's Ashub. This is Shub. Shubha Yatra. Shubha Yatra. So this means if there's a good yatra, there are also bad yatras. To travel from some place in West Bengal, some village, and go to Navadvip Dham, it's called Dham Yatra. It's called Shubha Dha. First symptom of bhakti, sadhana bhakti, is that it's Kleshagni and Shubhada. It gives auspiciousness. So part of bhakti, one is induced to perform bhakti in a holy place. Go to a holy place and do bhakti. Go Brajavas, Mathura Vastale, Jagannath Puri. If someone has a Prabhudatta Desh outside of the holy Dham, then that becomes his Dham, his Guru Dham. Boston, New York, Lima, Peru, Kiev, Ukraine, Moscow. These are also, they become the Guru Dham. And there one is also considered to be living in a holy Dham if he's living in the service of the Guru. Because Dham actually means abode, it means a shelter. So the Shubha Yatra, he's going at Shubha, it's auspicious because he's going from some place to the holiest place in the universe, Navadvip. But many people, they say, "Oh, I'm going on a vacation, it's Christmas time, I'm going vacation, I'm going to Singapore. I'm taking a cruise from Bombay or Calcutta, 7 days to the Mediterranean, or 7 days to Jakarta, Indonesia, and then we'll go to Hong Kong, shop over there, and Singapore. And this is Ashub Yatra. This is completely waste of time. It's simply going to a sinful place to engage in mundane activities. But Nittais, his journey is auspicious because he's going to preach. His journey is auspicious because he's going to meet auspicious people, Mother Shachi. There's nothing more auspicious than the darshan of a devotee, or to speak of the Niti Parishad, God's mother. And his purpose is auspicious, his goal is auspicious, and whom he's going to meet is auspicious. Some people, they say, I'm going to Singapore. Oh, that's very inauspicious. No, but I'm going there to assist one sannyasi in preaching. Oh, that's very auspicious. So the person you're going to meet and then the intention or the activity you're going to do is auspicious and good for you and for the world. So Shubha Yatra, actually all of our movements, one sannyasi told me that every time all of our movements should be parikrama. We should never move, it should never be parikrama. We should, Amrish Maharaj, he prayed, it's glorified Amrish Maharaj, he engaged his entire body, his external, internal body, the Shukshma Shri and Linga Shri, he engaged in the service of the Lord. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayora Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunarna Varnane. He engaged his mind in remembering the glories of Vaikunthanath, Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi Narayan. And rather, it's told Lakshmi Narayan, but actually he was in his Ishtadev was Radha and Krishna. Ambarish came to Mathura Mandala to perform his tapasya and to worship his Ishta in Mathura. Ambarish Tila is there. And he's a worshiper of Radha and Krishna. But his mind was fixed there. And wherever your mind is fixed, that's what your tongue is going to move according to the fixation of your mind. The mind is fixed on Krishna, then you're going to glorify Krishna, and the holy name of Krishna will always be coming off your tongue. Or some necessary talks for the execution of devotional service. Like Gramya Katha, and useless talk, and croaking of a frog, which simply invites death to come near very far, very fast and very soon, is not desirable for a devotee. So this is the auspicious Shubha Yatra. So we want to be in such a yatra. Our whole life should be a yatra. I mentioned that all the movements of a devotee should be prikma or yatra. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going here and there. I'm going for a health walk. Alright, go for a health walk. But what are you thinking? I need to go for a health walk. It's good for my blood pressure, the doctor told me. I have to lose weight, etc. But I know, and so where do you go for your walk? I walk up and down the Puri beach. Acha. Or I walk around this park, or this or that. So now, that's because your mind is in body consciousness. Your mind is not fixed on Krishna. And you're not making your movements shubha. Shubha means that you mix the auspicious presence of God and his devotees and his service in your activities, in your yatra, in your movement, then it becomes auspicious. So a movement which is dedicated and dedicated for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, dedicated for them and connected to them by remembrance and by intention, then one is always engaged in shubha activities, shubhada. So whatever he does, it gives him auspiciousness. So one person is walking up and down the beach for a health walk. Now another person, he's also on a health walk. They're both devotees. And one is walking up and down the beach. And so the person says, what are you thinking? I'm thinking this is nice fresh air. I like it, walking along the beach. Nice breeze, salt air. I feel very good. I can breathe deeply and I feel very healthy. Acha. Anything else you're thinking? No. Now that's not exactly a Shubha Yatra. That's a Bhoga Yatra. Bhoga Yatra. That's a pilgrimage for your sense gratification or maintenance of your health, which of course is indirectly a Lima Bhakti. It's a Ropa Siddha or whatever. But another person is another devotee also. He's walking up and down the beach, and they say, "What are you thinking?" "Oh, I'm thinking that I'm going Govardhan Parikrama, and this reti, this sand of this beach, is actually the Brajaraj of Vrindavan Parikrama Marg. And as I'm walking, I'm thinking, oh, this now I'm coming to Kusa. Now I drove out from Chatikar, and I got to the juncture of Chatikar Road and Govardhan Road near the Radhakund place, nearby Radhakund, and I paid my dandavats to Giri Govardhan, and I rolled in the dust back and forth, and then I turned towards the direction of Radhakund, and I paid my dandavats, and then again I paid my dandavats and prayed to Gurudev for blessings I could complete my Govardhan Parikrama, and I prayed to the six Goswamis, and I began my walk up and down the beach. This is all in his mind. So as I was walking, I was thinking, oh, soon I'm coming to Kusan Sarovara. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Ah, Kusan Sarovara. Oh, it's so beautiful. Kusam, beautiful fragrant flowers, and surrounded by all these beautiful Ashok trees and Kadamba trees. And then Radharani goes there to pick flowers in the morning before she meets Krishna. And sometimes Krishna goes there and catches her in that flower garden, and so many beautiful leelas. Oh, now I'm coming to Shamkuti, and this leela happened there, and now I'm coming to Ratnavedi, and now I'm coming. So he's going up and down the beach for 1 hour, and people say, oh, don't you get bored? You're going up and down, you go 100 meters that way and 100 meters that way. Why don't you walk like 5 miles that way? No, walking is walking. I walk half a kilometer and turn around half a kilometer. So this is Shubha Yatra. Health is going on automatically. Everything is automatic. God, we're not consciously digesting our food. We're not consciously telling, okay, food, turn into stool and move out. We're not going down there in a little boat and with a little oar, and we're sailing through our intestines and pushing our stool along. Come on, stool, move along. You know, we're not consciously doing anything. It's all perfectly and divinely arranged by the Lord. So all we, as the karta, the doers, we're supposed to do bhakti karta. That's the only thing we're supposed to do in the human form of life. In every other form of life, people are doing body bhakti. Not even bhakti, but they're simply, every other form is caring for their body. So this is a beautiful thing. Okay, when walking, where are you walking? Oh, I'm walking around this park. I think every time I go one round, I think I'm going to, every time I walk one round, I'm walking from here to the mandir, to Krishmala Mandir. Oh, and now it's Monday, or I'm walking from here, I'm going down to see Radharaman, and I'm thinking, will he be outside or will he be inside, and is it a special festival day, and maybe he'll be riding an elephant. He's in the mood of Ram Vijayotsav, or maybe he's in Chandan. I'm only going around and around this little park. But my mind is thinking like this as I'm chanting, and I'm thinking I'm walking. So every step, as Ambarish Maharaj, his feet and legs were always used to go to the mandir. His legs were only, he didn't use his legs to go on hunting expeditions. Let me jump on my chariot and get my hunting dogs and my bow and arrow and go out to the forest and shoot some animals. He was, everywhere he was on Shubha Yatra. So we should follow the example of Ambarish Maharaj and Nityananda, that all of our journey should be, journey means yatra, journey, movements, travel, should be shubha, for the pleasure of the Lord and connected. Even when we're going a health walk, we should be meditating. Tabeya elena prabhu kadadaha gram purandara panditera devalayastan. On the way, Nityananda came to Purandara Pandit's house in Devalaya Stan. Actually, Devalaya Stan, as sometimes is beautiful language of Bengali, Hindi, Sanskrit, etc., they phrase the same thing in so many beautiful ways. One place we saw Devalaya Stan, and it was actually going to the mandir of Gadadhar Das, Devalaya, the place of the Deva. So he actually, as is the general idea, very interesting point we can learn from this word Devalaya Stan. The idea of a devotee is a devotee has an ishta, he worships the Lord, And the center of his house is his deity, his Thakurji. And the house belongs to the deity. And the husband and wife and children belong to the deity. And house exists and the family exists for the pleasure of the deity, the Gar Thakur. It's called the Gar Thakur. And he is the center, or she, or Radha and Krishna, Gaura Nitya, Jagannath, etc., are the center of the house and the center of the existence of all the members in the house. They're cooking for the deity, they're glorifying the deity, worshipping the deity, remembering the deity, praying for the deity, assembling before the deity, a whole family doing sankirtan, assembling before the deity and sitting reading Shastra for the pleasure of the Lord and the purification and elevation of the family members. It's a very divine, beautiful arrangement. That's why it's called Deva. Deva means Divya. Divya, Deva means divine, transcendental. And Deva means divyati. It means sportive. It means very sportive and very pleasurable to dedicate one's house to the Lord. So therefore, it's interesting because Vrindavan Das Thakur is not saying he went to next Nityananda left the house of Gadadhar Das, then he went to the house of Braj Mohan. And then he went to Damodar's house. You know, we went to Damodar's house and did kirtan. Then we went to Braj Mohan's house and did kirtan. He doesn't say that. He didn't say, oh, we left Gadadhar Das's house, now we went to Purandara Das's house. All six of these devotees are with us. All seven of us went to Gadadhar Das's house, and now all seven of us are going to Purandara's house. He doesn't say that. We went from one Devalaya stan, one place of one deity. And what did I do in that deity? When I went to Gadadhar Das's house, to his Devalaya, his temple, the abode of the Deva, the abode of Kamadev, Sri Balagopal, I went crazy. I entered Brajabhav. I became Balaram Dalji. And I ran up into the altar and I grabbed the Balagopal deity and I hugged him to my chest and I started dancing around it for hours. In the ecstasy of a coward boy, of Balaram embracing Gopal. That was Devalaya stan. As Vrindavan Das Thakur is speaking like this, that means he's thinking like this and understanding like this, so we should think like this and understand like this and speak like this. This is a subjective reality, that we are the object of Krishna's gaze. He is not the object of our gaze. He is the object of our devotion. We are not the object of his devotion. So this is nice. I'm going to the Giriraj temple. And what a way to say it. And it becomes so true. I'm going to the Devalaya. This is a very nice idea. He came to the Devalaya stana Purandara. Kada dhaha grame asi nityanandarai jatta nritya karilena kahane na jai. Nitai entered that village of Kadadaha, and he danced so wonderfully that it's beyond description. That's a very great way to attract an audience. And ISKCON does the same thing. They have these little vans and jeeps or whatnot, and they put a big speaker on the roof. And Bengal and West Bengal and Navadvip Sankirtan, and that speaker is connected to a sound system. They play a tape. And blasting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And then they come into a village, really loud, blasting in all directions. And everyone runs out of the village. What's the big noise? What's the big noise? Then the devotees get out with mridangas and kartals and they start a kirtan, start dancing. Then they start selling Bengali books, Gita Gan and all these other, so many books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So you make a show, you have to create attention. It's called an attention getter, a crowd pleaser. And Nityananda is not just, shh, we're coming into Devalaya. We should go very quietly. Don't let anyone see us. We'll just sneak into Purandara Das's house. And then we'll just enjoy over there. He just starts dancing, that huge, beautiful figure dancing into this village. And he's never been there before. And so he's going to create a crowd. We do the same thing. We take our mridanga and kartals, hop in a van, six brahmacharis, they run off to some village somewhere where they've never seen Hare Krishna. So it's really fun. I mean, you don't know what it's like. And you go in some, because we're in San Francisco, he says, hey, let's go out to this, you know, to this town. It's only 20, 30, 40 kilometers outside of the main temple. But no one's ever been there. You go there to some square or some place where a lot of people are. You start Hare Krishna dancing, the usual Hare Krishna show. And pretty soon, 50 people, 100 people, what is this, this, that, police come, this, that, dogs barking, jumping, ho, ho, ho. And, And then you start passing out VTGs, and then the police come. You have a permit, this, that. And they say, oh, sorry, you know, didn't mean it. You know, get in a van and go to somewhere else. You know? Sell 50 books and go to the next place. It's illegal. You can't do that here. This is a public park. This, that. Oh, I didn't know. Sorry, we're from San Francisco. We didn't know. Don't come back again. Okay, bye. Hare Krishna. And you pack up in the van and you go to Cupertino and you go to this one, that one, all these crazy places. So now that Purandara Pandit, he wasn't shy about returning home with six friends that were totally intoxicated with love of Godhead. Most people are reluctant to ever bring Hare Krishnas into their houses. If some devotee joins the temple, sometimes they say, you want 5-6 brahmacharis, we can go to your house and do sankirtan. No, no, that's okay. I'll try to invite my mother. She may come to the temple someday. No, no, we'll go to your house and purify your house. No. So now these devotees are coming into town, and the very person they're going to see, they're with Purandara Pandit. The devotees are traveling with him in the party. And they're going to his house, and what happened to him? Purandara Pandit Tera Parama Unmad Riksher Upari Chari Kare Singhanad. He's well known in this. He's a pundit. He's a Brahmin. He's a respected person, highly respected, a Shrestha Jana of the village, highly respected and regarded, famous pundit. And now he's coming back home. It's a homecoming return home. And everyone, Israeli, he has a typical Indian family. You have 27,000 uncles and 16,000 aunts and cousins and 47,000 stepbrothers and stepsisters. Or you don't call them step, you call them sisters. You know, you have 500 sisters, and you can't imagine how one mother gave 500. Anyway, but and you have all these sisters and brothers, and they're all coming out to greet you. And then they say, what? Who is that? That's Panditji. Panditji? Panditji's intoxicated with love of God, Parama Unmad. He climbed a tree. He's stuck up in a tree and he's roaring like a lion. Ah! Bhaya nahi Sri Chaitanya dasara sharire vyagra tadaya jaya vanera bitare. Now let's hear about this illustrious band of motley crew of God-intoxicated individuals, this Sankirtan party. Man, I went on Sankirtan parties, 5-6 guys in a van. Maybe a big van or truck, you have 7-10. This is a party of seven, and this is an interesting way to come into town and attract people to the Krishna consciousness movement. You roll into town in your van, you jump out of the van, you start climbing the trees in the town, and they start yelling, ah! And what the hell? They call the cops. You know? Now this is another member. What's he up to? The body of Sri Chaitanya Das, who was another member of the Sankirtan party of Nittai, displayed no signs of external consciousness. He was totally in internal consciousness and love of Godhead. So he started chasing tigers through the forest. Now, people might have second thoughts about listening to the message of Nityananda. Because if he starts preaching in this town of Kadadaha, they may think, well, if we listen to what he's saying, we're going to start running after tigers in the village. We're going to climb trees and roar like madmen, and maybe this philosophy is not so appealing. Could be dangerous even. Chase a tiger in the forest, what if they turn around? They can go in two directions. They don't just run away, they can also run toward you. But did he care about that? Did Sri Chaitanya Das care about that? Devotees are fearless. Kabu lampa dia ute vyagrera upare krishnera prasade vyagra langite napare. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Das, he would chase the tigers through the forest and he would catch up with them and jump on the tiger's back. Now that's not the idea. It's not recommended. This is anusharan and anukaran. I don't think you should follow either. The footsteps are imitated. Don't follow his footsteps and chase a tiger, and don't imitate him by jumping on his back. But, by the mercy of Krishna, the tiger did not harm him. He thought, oh, he's just like my little cub. He's like my tiger cub, sometimes jumps on my back and plays with me. mother and the tiger cub. Maha ajagara sarp laini jakole nirbaye chaitanya dasa take kutuhale. Sometimes Chaitanya Das would take a large python on his lap and play with it. Not recommended. Vyagrera sahita kela kelena nirbhai hena kripa kariyava dutta mahashai. He would fearlessly play with tigers. All this was possible by the mercy of Avadhut Nityananda. He would fearlessly play with tigers, jump on their backs. I think this applies to the Sankirtan devotees of the world, that by the Avadhut Kripa, by the mercy of Nityananda, the Sankirtan devotees are empowered and emboldened to go forth and try to tackle the tigers of the world. Because the world is full of tigers. Tigers and lions and snake-like people. He's embracing pythons and bronco-busting tigers jumping on their backs like wild horse or bronco. And we're going to the cities to Sri Prabhupada's books, and it's the same thing. We're grappling with snakes and jumping on the backs of tigers and trying to convince them to take these books and this philosophy. So it's somehow it's going on, and the tigers are becoming surrendered, and the snakes are giving up their skins and becoming butterflies, and the tigers are changing their forms and becoming deer-like devotees, and the tigers are dancing with the devotees and shaving their stripes off, shaving off their stripes and becoming devotees. The Prabhupada, he had lots of tigers. He went into New York and San Francisco and he converted so many tigers. I mean, fighters, powerful devotees. And they went forward and converted a lot of other tigers to Krishna consciousness. So the devotees, that Prabhupada went and collected all the jungle animals and got them to dance. He said the same thing once. He said in Bengali, he was speaking to one Bengali friend, one devotee friend, and he said, "Listen, you know, I'm like Ram. Ram crossed the ocean with a bunch of monkeys, and he defeated Ravana. So I crossed the ocean. I left India to Sri Lanka. I went to Sri Lanka. America is the same as Sri Lanka. It's full of hedonistic people and carnal sense enjoyers who have no interest or inclination towards Godhead at all. So I crossed the ocean, then I collected a band of monkeys. I crossed the ocean. Ramachandra collected a band of monkeys, Sugriva and Hanuman and Angada or whatever, all these different monkeys. And I crossed the ocean and attacked Lanka and defeated Ravana and rescued Sita and brought her back to the service of Ram. So I've gone and I've collected a bunch of monkeys, and then now I come back to India, and with these white elephants, these monkeys, I'm actually spread Krishna consciousness and conquered all the Ravanas around the world. But, you know, they are like monkeys, so they tend to jump here and there and act a little crazy, and they're very mischievous. So will you please give them some good ideas sometimes? He was asking for some assistance like that. So like Nityananda, but Prabhupada had Nityananda's mercy. It was Nityananda Shakti, Nityananda Vesh. So he was able to jump on the backs of tigers and grapple with pythons and play with them and convert them all to Krishna consciousness. I don't think that what Prabhupada did, the miracle that Prabhupada did, is anything less than what Gauranga Mahaprabhu did when he traveled with Balabhadra Bhattacharya through Bihar, in the province of Bihar, and he went through the Jharikhand forest, and he converted the elephants and the tigers and the deer and the pythons to Krishna consciousness, and the deer and the tigers were dancing together and kissing. Those same lips and teeth and jaws which would crush the deer's head and eat out his entrails for lunch, is now kissing the lips of the deer affectionately. So Prabhupada didn't do anything less. He went to the Jarikans of the Western world and he collected all, he got all these deers and tigers to dance in the Sankirtan party, and elephants and snakes. Wonderful. This type of discussion, Chaitanya Bhagavat immediately brings us to Prabhupada. Sevaka Vatsala Prabhu Nityananda Rai Brahmara Durlava Rasa Ingite Bunjai. Nityananda was very affectionate to his servants. That means that he was a Sankirtan leader and he took care of his boys. Took care of the Sankirtan boys, make sure they got a lot of Eagle brand evaporated milk, and cooked it down on the little stove, and then with all the water would boil off inside, and they opened the can and would have instant burfi. The idea we're saying here is sevaka vatsala, that the Sankirtan leader is very kind to the Sankirtan devotees. He takes care of them. And so he's the Sankirtan leader. Nityananda is the, called Senapati. He's the Senapati, he's the commander of the Sankirtan army, Nityananda. And he has a party now of six. And he's very affectionate to his servants, Sevaka Vatsala Prabhu, Nityananda Rai. He freely gave them mellows of love that were rarely attained by Brahma. So we as Sankirtan leaders, maybe we can't distribute the mellows of love to our Sankirtan devotees, but at least we can give them some burfi prasad. And that's a form of love too. It's also a form of the mellow of love. Chaitanya Dasara Atma Vismriti Sarvata Nirantara Kahena Ananda Manakata. Chaitanya Das had no fear for his external body, which he completely forgot. Sometimes he could spend 24 hours a day chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or speaking about Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Nirantara Kahena Ananda Mana Katha Atma Vismriti Sarvata. So he, let me see the clock, I guess. So this is quite an extraordinary, we're hearing, of course, as we go from village to village, we're hearing the glories of the different members of the Sankirtan party, the Nitya Parishads of Lord Nityananda. Many of them, not all of them, many of them are also Dwadasa Gopals of Balaram. They're eternal cowherd boys. And they have such extraordinary qualities. Ananda Manakata. He was always absorbed in Manakata. Blissful mind. He was always speaking about the Lord and he was glorified. Nirantara Ananda Manakata. Without any cessation, his mind was always blissful because he was speaking about Krishna. Or it's been added here, it says chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So our God brothers who are translating, they're taking the lead from Srila Prabhupada. Verses Nam Sankirtan, or in this case it doesn't even say Nam Sankirtan, and it says Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because the translator is my god brother Bhumipati Das, and the editor is my god brother Pundarik Das, Pundarik Vedinidhi Das, not Purna Praga. This is Pundarik Vedinidhi's contribution. He teamed up with Bhumipati. So it's Ananda Manakata. Duitina dina maji jalera bitade takene kakano duka najaya nahaya nahaya sharire. Sometimes Chaitanya Das would submerge himself under water for 3 days, but he would feel no bodily inconvenience. So we read or we hear that the qualities of the pure devotees, they have all mystic power. Anima siddhi, lagima siddhi. They can do incredible things. They're masters of mysticism. They can voluntarily control the involuntary motor system. They can stop their breathing or speed up their heart or stop their heart or live underwater. Shobari Rishi, he was a great Rishi, Yogi Rishi, Shobari. And he was living under the water and maintaining his life under the Yamuna for years. So that power is also there with the devotees. They generally don't exhibit such powers. But we see that there's no shortage of miracles in the life stories of Chaitanya's followers. We hear about Jesus, the miracles of Jesus. He walked on water. He had anima siddhi. Now, anima siddhi is a lot easier to master than it is to live under water for 3 days. It's a much more deeper mystic city. And a few things are going on here. One thing is that Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorifying the devotees, and very specifically glorifying their talents, their abilities, their devotion, their absorption in Krishna consciousness, their fearlessness, all their wonderful qualities, and even hinting at their mystic powers. So if one is a follower of Nityananda and a worshiper of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, then he'll have all powers. Chaitanya Das could live under water like a stone without feeling any discomfort. Jarapraya alakshita saravyavahar parama uddama singha vikarma apar vikrama singha vikrama apar. Chaitanya Das behaved almost like inert matter, jarapraya. Yet sometimes he displayed enthusiasm like that of a lion. Sometimes people say, oh, I was sleeping like a rock. They have this phrase. I was sleeping like a rock, immovable and no motion, no movement, and total, like I was dead to the world. They have these phrases. I was dead to the world. Well, I should be like that every day. Be dead to the world. Don't have any part of this world. Live in the inner world of Krishna consciousness. So sometimes he was like a stone, immovable, but then sometimes he was roaring, singa vikrama apar, and he was roaring like a lion, and had so much enthusiasm of a lion, and not a sleeping lion, a lion in the chase. Chaitanya dasera dhyata bhaktira vikar katava kahite padi sakala apar. No one can describe the transformations of devotion displayed by Chaitanya Das. They were all apar, unlimited. Yogya Sri Chaitanya Das, Murari Pandit, Janravataseyo Krishna Pai Ye Nishchit. Eve Keha Balaya Chaitanya Dasanam, Swapnehana Bale Sri Chaitanya Gunagram. Anyone who was touched by the air that came in contact with Murari Chaitanya Das would certainly be enlightened in Krishna consciousness. So this, he was calling him Chaitanya Das, but his full name is Murari Chaitanya. Generally we hear about the glories of Murari Chaitanya would wrestle with tigers and all these things. He's famous for these rather extraordinary, fearless miracles. You get enlightened in Krishna consciousness by studying, become Krishna Pai Nishchita. Nishchita. Your consciousness becomes fixed on Krishna just by catching a breeze from his body. Nowadays, sometimes people, they call themselves, they say, my name is Krishna Das. Though he never chants the glories of Lord Chaitanya, even in his dreams. So apparently this idea was even prevalent 500 years ago when Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat, that people are named one thing, but they do another thing. They may be Krishna Das. My name is Krishna Das, and they're totally engaged in Prakriti, Krishna Das. So how are you serving Krishna? How are you serving Lord Chaitanya? How are you giving happiness and satisfaction and pleasure to them? Nowadays, someone says, yeah, my name is Krishna Das, Radhadasi. Oh, yeah, my name is Radhadasi. Acha, what do you do? I enjoy life. What do you do? So he's being a little humorous here. My name is Chaitanya Das. They don't even chant the glories of Chaitanya Das in their dreams. They don't even dream about it. What do they speak of do it when they're awake? Advaitara Prananatha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Janra Bhakti Prasade Advaita Satyadanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the beloved of Advaita Acharya. Advaita became truly glorious as a result of his bhakti. Bhakti to Gauranga. So apparently, 500 years ago, it's interesting because when you see Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was written in 1975, he oftentimes comments on the contemporary scene of 1975 in indirect ways, or not so indirect, alluding to different God brothers that are not favorable to him or giving him a difficult time, and different preaching spheres and the general mood of God brothers or Gaudiya Math. Sometimes he mentions indirectly in his purports, or even talks about disciples sometimes. Eighth canto of Bhagavatam, he talked about one devotee indirectly. And it's irrelevant now, because now it's 30, 40 years later. We read that, so who's that? What's that? It doesn't make any sense to the storyline. So in one sense, we may be wondering, why is we're talking about Chaitanya Das and all of a sudden Advaita enters the scene? What's the logic? What's the reason? So apparently the purport is indicating that, an upcoming purport, that at this time when Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing about these glorious devotees, and he lived just shortly after Lord Chaitanya, actually his mother Narayani, she got the prasadam of Lord Gauranga, and Vrindavan Das Thakur is her issue, but I don't believe he actually ever met Lord Chaitanya, or maybe he was a baby or something. But at that time, when he was writing, there was one devotee named Chaitanya Das, and he was a little bit bogus, Sahajya. This Chaitanya Das, he called himself a devotee of Advaita. He said, "I'm a follower of Advaita Prabhu," and he thought that Sri Krishna Chaitanya was Radhika and Advaita was Krishna. And he was a little bit bogus philosophy. So he's considered to be a sinful follower of Advaita. I cannot understand. So therefore, where he's talking about Chaitanya Das, Murari Chaitanya Das, the servant of Nityananda and the associate of Lord Gauranga, who is truly a Chaitanya Das, and Nirantara Ananda Manakata, he's without any cessation, he's glorifying Lord Chaitanya's Nam Rup Gun and Leela, and Krishna's Nam Gun Rup and Leela. And he certainly lives up to his namesake of Chaitanya Das. But at the same time, there was also an imposter Chaitanya Das. We have our Lord Dwarkadish, Sri Krishna, then we have our Pundraka, a fake, Bekar Krishna, fake Krishna, who is not the actual Lord. So now the author is stepping back. Don't get confused about this. I'm talking about anyone's reading my book, because he wrote it 500 years ago and people read it. He didn't write it 500 years ago and it sat around not being read. It was read and hand copied, and this is how it was passed around. It was loved and faced, been the favorite for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas for 500 years, 400 years. So he says, listen, I just want to explain, it's not this one. So we might be thinking, how's the way to jump in here? So that's why he's saying here, that Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the beloved Lord of Advaita. Advaita became truly glorious as a result of his devotional service to Lord Chaitanya. Jaya Jaya Advaitara Ye Chaitanya Bhakti Janhara Prasade Advaitara Sarva Shakti. All glories to Advaita's devotional service to Lord Chaitanya. Advaita was fully empowered by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Sadhu Loke Advaitara He Mahima Ghosh Keha Iha Advaitara Ninda Hena Vas. saintly person is always glorified, Waita, in this way. In other words, that Waita is a servant of Lord Chaitanya. He's not Krishna. He's a servant of Lord Chaitanya, who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He's Radha and Krishna combined. Saintly persons. But some people consider this an insult to Advaita, to say that he's a servant. How can he say that Advaita is a servant? He's God, he's Krishna. Seha chara balaya chaitanya dasanam papi kemane jaya advaitarastan. Some useless persons like this may call himself Chaitanya Das. But how can such a sinful person attain the shelter of Advaita? So in other words, I'm talking about the real Chaitanya Das, the Murari Chaitanya Das, not the Chaitanya Das, the imposter who has misconception. He has Tattva Brahm about the identity of Chaitanya and Advaita, and he's propagating that and following that. Epapire Advaitara Loka Bale Jai Advaita Hridaya Kabu Nahi Jani Se. Anyone like this, who considers such a sinful person a follower of Advaita, never understands the heart of Advaita. Advaita Ridai, Najani, Kabu Najani. Now he's really laying it on. Rakshasera Nama Yena, Kahe Punya Janna. He mata e sava chaitanya dasagana. These sinful persons may even be known by the name Chaitanya Das, or servant of Chaitanya, just as demons are known by the name Punyajana, or pious persons. In Sanskrit, the phrase Punyajana is used as a synonym for Rakshas, or demon. That's very interesting. Irony. In Sanskrit, they say punya jana. He's a rakshasa. Interesting form of punya. Those who do not understand the deep meaning of the phrase punya jana consider that it's a good connotation, but actually, it is used to give the opposite meaning. So apparently, those who know Sanskrit, they know that punya jana is probably good not to use that phrase, because Sanskrit pundits who hear your class, oh, he's a very Punyajana, he was a very pious person. Wait a minute, Punyajana is a Rakshas. These are some details of language that are beyond my brain to comprehend, but just speak English, you'll be all right. So now we'll find out tomorrow about Nityananda's travels to Saptagram. And this bath in the Triveni Ghat. Nityananda Rama Ki Jai.